We wanted to say, look, there are some very special people that have been here, that have gone on to be with the Lord, and we want to just mention them briefly. Actually, some of them are not with the Lord yet, but I wanted to mention real quickly, Steve and Lori Albright. We asked Steve and Lori to do a video for us and send it from Africa, but internet speed and internet connections there are not quite what we're used to. Their internet went down, and all they were able to do was send us an email about it, and they were just saying they really wish they could be here. And so we really wanted them to be here. They're planning on being here in the States and back in this area in 2009. So we just want to remember them again, thank them for their service, thank them for all that they've done. They have now they're working in Africa with Kama Services, which is a medical relief center for the Christian Missionary Alliance, and they're working hard there trying to minister compassion to people who have physical needs and also be able to share the gospel with them. And so we just wish they could be here. I do have a letter. I'm not going to take the time to read it, but you can look it over if you want afterwards, and I can show that to you. Another person who has not gone to be with the Lord yet, but who I want to mention because he looked forward to this day when we would be meeting in here, and oftentimes would drop into my office every once in a while, and we would talk. But that's Rick Larson. He's not able to be here today, but we want to just acknowledge his encouragement and the things that he did, and we just appreciate Rick and Mary, and are glad to just to mention Rick here today, because I know that he would be here today if he could. And I want to also mention Cameron. When we were downstairs, there for a while, we would get guys that would carry Cameron's wheelchair downstairs, but it just got to a point where we couldn't do that anymore. So we were saying, that was one of the things. We want to be able to get it done so that Cameron could come and worship. And so we want to acknowledge Cameron today, too, and glad that he's here. The first person that when we were here working, and I guess the thing that we look at this is these people, is it's like any of us, we all know that life is so transient. You're here today and gone tomorrow. None of us has the promise of tomorrow. And with each of these guys mentioned, that's the way it's been. The first individual, we've been at church for 22 years, meeting here, our meeting in Wahoo. We haven't had a whole lot of deaths, but the ones that we have, and especially being a smaller church, you feel each one very, very closely. Mike Davison, where the church began in their home, the Bible study, Mike was just passionate about worship. He wanted to see people come to know the Lord, we are so, when he passed away, it was a big blow to our church, because he did so much, and a number of these people did so much. And what the cross that you see behind us here, Ron Boot, who was here at the time, Ron and Mike worked on that. We needed a cross downstairs, and they worked on the cross and put that together. And so, it's just one of those things that we really appreciate the memories that we have from those people who have gone on to be with the Lord that are still here. I could say so much about each one of these individuals. Elmer Hartman, an elderly man when he was coming to the church, he loved the Lord. The thing that sticks out in my mind about Elmer Hartman is that he never got over the amazement of his salvation. You couldn't talk to Elmer about the Lord and about the price that was paid for the forgiveness of his sins without Elmer being very emotional. And I remember serving communion with him when he was getting to the point where he had to be put in a nursing home. And you would just serve communion to him, and he would just be going, I don't understand why me. Why I'm able to know my sins are forgiven. But that was Elmer. He was a good friend. And Ellie Saggart, Del and Ellie came, and Ellie would come when they first were here, and Del was the game leader for downstairs for the Iwana, and Ellie would serve the refreshments to the kids that were there. And Ellie had got cancer, and I remember going over to the hospital and visiting her when they were pretty sure that the cancer was pretty significant. And I remember the thing that she said to me was, "All things work to good for those that love God and are called according to His purpose." And you know, it's easy to say that. Sometimes we say it a little flippantly. But when someone is diagnosed with cancer and is there in the room and they say it to you, it really means a lot. And so I just, that's one of my memories about Ellie. I'm going to skip over one here just real quick, but Don Cerny too. Don came to know the Lord, and you know, he came and he loved just coming and participating, and he really liked the songs, the worship, and those things. He loved Chuck's Sunday school class. He would come, and I remember again when he was in the nursing home in Columbus, went over to see him, and I didn't know that he would recognize me or remember me, but he just lit up, and he asked how I was doing, and he's going, "Is the church, is the building done yet?" You know, so that was one of the things that he also had remembered was about the church. And so just sticks out of my mind. The other one is Wally Swartz. And Wally and Joe and their family, we stayed with them. We came down to candidate in December of 1990. We spent one of the nights with the Swartzes. And then when we came back down, actually Wally and Chuck came up to Minnesota to move us down. And Wally was involved in so much. You know, you can see his hand in so many places around here for those who know him. And, you know, Wally, it was so hard and it's still hard at times when we see things and are reminded of those we love. One of the things that reminds me about Wally is after Wally had passed away, there were a number of things. Wally led our building committee, and he did so much. And we began looking around, and pretty soon you would see something that needed done. And you said, well, who's supposed to do that? Well, Wally did that. The grass out front, you know, would get tall. Well, who used to mow that? Wally used to mow that. You know, so many things that Wally did, and so you know we just remember these dear people because they really did look forward to this day, and again put in so much effort to see this day that we're celebrating. But again, one of the things that does is it just reminds us that we don't have the promise of tomorrow. And one of the things, as was mentioned, is we don't want the focus of the Wahoo Community Church to be a building. We want it to be in the gospel. Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes." And so that's what we want to characterize who we are as the Wahoo Community Church, not being ashamed of the gospel. And the gospel is that Jesus Christ came and he took upon himself human flesh. And as our representative, he fulfilled the law of God, something that you and I can't do. We're sinners. We break the law every day, many times every day. And Jesus Christ fulfilled it completely. And yet he offered himself as that perfect sacrifice upon a cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And the Bible says that whoever will put their faith and their trust in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. See, salvation is not something we can earn. It's not something we can do. It's not in church membership. It's not in being baptized. It's not trying to obey the Ten Commandments. It's not in fill in the blank. As good as those things are, and the things that Christians should be doing, we don't do them in order to earn our forgiveness. We do them to please God and to do it because He's commanded it. But salvation is by grace alone. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And so that is the gospel message today. And so we challenge people every time we gather together here. Are you believing in the gospel? What are you trusting in on the day when you will stand before a holy and righteous God that will allow you to gain entrance into His eternal kingdom? And if it's anything other than putting your complete trust and reliance in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will come short. It is only through what Jesus Christ accomplished. That is the only thing that is sufficient to save you from your sins and to give you eternal life. And as we think about that, this dedication, when we are going to now pray a prayer of dedication for this, we want to do what the Macedonian churches did. Paul went around and he wrote about it in 2 Corinthians. He was taking up an offering for the poor church, for the church in Jerusalem. And he went to the rich Corinthians by the standards of that day. And he said, we want you to, you know, give us out of your wealth for this offering. And he mentions to them the Macedonian churches. And he says they were poor, yet they were poor and afflicted, yet they begged us to give. And we're not going to take up an offering. I'm not going there. But what I want to, this is this next part. What he said about them was, they first gave of themselves. They gave themselves. And what we want to do, not only is dedicate this building, but we want to make it an opportunity for you to dedicate yourselves. Dedicate yourselves to the Lord and to the work of ministry that is here. There's so much that needs to be done in proclaiming the gospel, both locally and worldwide. Letting people know that there is a way of salvation for those who will trust in Jesus Christ. So, as we pray, here in a minute, as we pray this prayer of dedication, let it be a prayer about ourselves as well as we pray. So, let's do that right now. Let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your grace and for your goodness. Lord, we are thankful for the gift of salvation that comes through Jesus Christ alone, through his life and death and resurrection. And Lord, I pray that everyone in this place would know the reality of the forgiveness of their sins and the assurance of eternal life. Lord, we thank you for those who have gone before us, who have been faithful to you, who because of your divine plan have brought them home into your eternal kingdom. We thank you for the example that they were to us. And Lord, we want to at this time just recommit ourselves to the work of service, to the work of ministry that is here in this place for our remaining days of our life. Lord, let our lives not be wasted in trivial pursuits, but let it be used for the glory and the honor of your holy and righteous name. And then, Lord, now that we have committed ourselves to you, we commit this church to you, this building. And we ask that you will help us as stewards of the good blessings that you have given to us to use all that we have to honor you with the proclamation of the gospel, the preaching of the word, the ministry of the gospel, wherever we go, and whenever our doors are open and whenever we have opportunity to do so, Lord, to magnify your wonderful grace in telling people about the good news of the gospel. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you, we commit this building to you, and we do this in hopes that you will use this building for the glory and the honor of your holy and righteous name. Amen.